Today I want to tell you about my channel rebrand. Welcome to Lead Prompt, executing leadership from the root. I'm your host, John Collins. If you were looking down at your phone right now, you may have just caught the new channel icon on your Spotify or Apple Podcast app. And you might be wondering, where has Tech Leader Pro gone? Don't worry, you're in the right place. I haven't hijacked the feed, I'm still your host, but I have heavily upgraded my operating system. For the past few years, Tech Leader Pro has been my vehicle for sharing the principles, ideas, and approaches we need to successfully lead large software engineering teams. And while my mission remains exactly the same, the packaging has started to feel a little too corporate, a little too polished. I know firsthand that the reality of managing tech teams isn't found in sterile boardrooms or perfectly formatted slide decks. It is found in the trenches. It is found late at night in a darkened office, hunting down a critical book. It is found in the messy, complex, and deeply human systems that actually build the software. I wanted a brand that reflected that reality, something closer to the metal, something that skips the management fluff and gets straight to the source code of what makes our teams actually work. Enter leadprompt.sh. For those of you who spend your days in the terminal, the name speaks for itself. The .sh extension is a shell script. To me, it implies automation, action, and execution. The prompt is where we input our commands. It's the exact interface between our intentions and reality. And my new tagline, executing leadership from the root, is about having the super user privileges to make fundamental changes to how you operate. This ties directly into the Stoic philosophy that underpins everything I discuss on this show. Stoicism teaches that we cannot control external events. We can only control our responses, our own judgments, and our own actions. In tech leadership, you cannot control the market, shifting product deadlines, or sudden infrastructure outages. But you have your root access to your own mind, and you have the ability to directly influence the environment and the culture your team operates within. When you lead from the root, you stop dealing with surface-level symptoms and start rewriting the core logic. To celebrate this pivot, I want to spend the rest of this episode talking exactly about what leading from the root looks like in practice. In software engineering, when we encounter a critical failure, we don't just restart the server and hope it doesn't happen again. We dig. We look at the stack trace. We conduct a postmortem. We perform root cause analysis to find the exact line of code or the exact misconfiguration that brought the system down. Yet, when I look at how managers handle people and team dynamics, I rarely see them apply the same rigor. When an engineer misses a sprint deliverable, our instinct is to often treat the symptom. We ask them to work harder. We put them on a performance improvement plan. We micromanage their daily commits. We apply a temporary patch to a memory leak. But when I operate with root privileges, I stop and I look at the systematic architecture. Why did they miss the deliverable? Was the ticket poorly scoped by product? If so, my engineer isn't failing. My requirements gathering process is failing. Was the engineer constantly pulled into high-priority support escalations? If so, my on-call rotation is broken, and it is bleeding into feature development. Are they lacking specific context needed to solve the problem because knowledge is siloed within the team? If so, my documentation and pair programming culture is the root issue. Let me give you a highly actionable tool to implement this today. It's a classic, but I rarely see it used properly on human systems. The 5 Whys. Originally developed by Sakichi Toyoda at the Toyota Motor Corporation, it's a simple iterative interrogation technique. Let's apply it to a standard engineering management scenario I've seen hundreds of times. Symptom: the latest release was full of regression bugs. Why? Because the QA cycle was rushed. Why was the QA cycle rushed? Because development handed over the code 2 days late. Why was development 2 days late? Because they had to rewrite the core API integration at the last minute. Why did they have to rewrite the API? Because the third-party vendor updated their endpoints and we didn't know until we tried to compile. Why didn't we know? Because no one on the team is subscribed to the vendor's depreciation mailing list, and we don't have automated dependency scanning in our CI/CD pipeline. Bingo, root cause found. We went from, my developers are writing buggy code, to, we need an automated dependency scanner and a clear owner for vendor communications. If I just yell at my developers to write better code, I'm treating the symptom. I am acting as a standard user. If I implement the dependency scanner, I'm treating the disease. I am the super user. I'm executing from the root. Executing leadership from the root means accepting that 90% of the time, a failure in your team is a failure in the system you have built. As the leader, you are the system architect. You wrote the rules of engagement. If the output is flawed, you need to debug your own management protocols. That is what leadprompt.sh is all about. I'm going to strip away the corporate jargon. I'm going to look at the unvarnished reality of building software with human beings. I am going to keep these episodes short, sharp, and highly actionable. You can take the lessons from this podcast and deploy them to your team immediately. So what changes for you, the listener? Technically, nothing. If you are hearing this right now, my backend server redirects have done their job. You are still subscribed. Your podcast app has simply updated its internal database to point to the new leadprompt.sh server. However, if you want the full experience, I highly recommend checking out our newly revamped YouTube channel. You can find me at the handle at leadprompt_sh. I've completely overhauled the visual identity. We've got a gritty cyberpunk aesthetic, retro art, and a new vibe that perfectly matches the energy I'm bringing to the content moving forward. The website has also officially migrated. You can now find all of my show notes, transcripts, and back catalogs episodes over at leadprompt.sh. Check it out. Thank you to everyone who has been listening since the Tech Leader Pro days. The transition to LeadPrompt is a massive milestone for me, but it is just the beginning of the execution phase. I'm John Collins. Hit subscribe and execute the latest episode every week. Talk to you next time.